Purdy, the No Kings protests were signs of the aging, deteriorating left. By Matt Purdy on June 18, 2025. As a cinematographer for Breitbart News, my job is to capture, and often livestream, protests of all kinds. My most recent work involved covering separate events on Saturday which were all part of the same No Kings protest movement. A hint as to the underlying purpose of the No Kings protests can be gleaned from their official website, which directs the focus of potential activists to build a movement powerful enough to win against authoritarian forces dead set on destroying our democracy. The site also promotes opposition to ICE raids and accuses President Trump of politicizing the military. However, as with many leftist events, attending the protests in person leaves the impression that the focus was far more broad. The No Kings protests I covered on Saturday in Manassas and Alexandria, Virginia, were both well attended, with about 800 to 1,000 activists present, which is significant, but there were many things I saw which made this countrywide event distinct. A majority of the people were 60 and older. Most leftist protests I've covered in the past had a massive majority of young activists present, but not this time. What I saw was quite the opposite, with elderly people being seen everywhere. The Alexandria event was even visited by an ambulance attending to the needs of a person in their golden years. A ton of homemade signs were utilized. The typical standard procedure at leftist protests is to mass-produce expensive signs, promoting their cause, and to promote organizations involved with the protest. But at the No Kings protests, at least 99% of the signs were homemade. As a matter of fact, in my 7 years working at Breitbart, I've never seen so many homemade signs at a leftist event. This leads me to believe it's possible leftist activists were deeply encouraged to make their own signs by the organizers. Despite speakers promoting peaceful protest, leftists wielded aggressive signs that seemingly went unchallenged. It was not hard to miss leftist speakers promoting peaceful measures in their speeches, but conflicting their rhetoric were several activists seen with signs that promoted aggression or violence. I'll let the signs captured speak for themselves. One lady wielding a sign that simply read 8647 kindly greeted me with a middle finger once I told her what outlet I work for. A sign of the times? Even though the main focuses of the No Kings protests were to oppose authoritarian Trump and his ICE raids, a lot of the signs at the event seemed to defend mandatory spending programs like Social Security and Medicare, which seemed reflective of the older activists in attendance. Leftist activists exercised patriotic messaging, American flags. Even though the No Kings events were held in opposition to President Trump celebrating the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army, something considered a made-for-TV display of dominance by the official No Kings website, it seems the organizers made an effort to appropriate their side as the more patriotic one, with more American flags present than I've ever seen at a leftist protest. Protesters attempted to silence promotion of Christianity, not uncommon at leftist events. At the Manassas No Kings protest, a small group of Christian street preachers were met with a man who attempted to drown out the Jesus promotion by consistently honking the horn of a park truck. With future events being promoted by the No Kings organizers, it seems we have not seen the end of this unique, but not original, brand of leftism.